something that it's come up here. China, Marco Rubio was talking on TV. He didn't drink any water in that interview, but hold on a second. I got to take a sip here of this monster. Okay. No, got to drink. You got to have a water. But as Senator Rubio was talking on TV, China's threatening to withhold farm. See, it's like what's happening. You know those people that are a little bit crazy, and they've never had problems. They've never had the crud hit the fan. They've never had like problems before. Really come after them. They've been annoying and bad people, but they've never faced a real crisis. And so everything comes unraveling, and they start doing all kinds of things that you just shouldn't do. You know, like shouting at their friends, or, you know, harassing people, or talking, or stalking. You know how people start to socially self-destruct, and they just do a whole bunch of things that are just stupid. It's like China's doing that. The world already hates China as being this perpetrator and this bully. And now they come out and say that they are responsible for either all of America's medicine or the ingredients we put in it, that we can't make any of our medicine without buying at least the ingredients from China. Now, as Senator Rubio said, well, America is capable of making all those ingredients. It's just that we've shut down the factories when we sent our jobs away. And that goes back to people having to buy stuff and, you know, save 5 cents on a product. Well, I'll spend 50 cents in gas to drive farther to save 5 cents on a product. And somehow that made sense to us. And so China got control of everything and we lost our jobs. It just incredibly stupid, while it was happening. I had a friend, he was one of the downtown businessmen, loved downtown, tried to get downtown, hated shopping at Walmart, wanted to shop downtown as much as he could, you know, local merchants. You know, those were the guys, those were the prophets giving us the warnings about all this. China would not have had so many people flying in and out of it if we hadn't made them rich by getting rid of our jobs and hurting our economy in the process. So anyhow, through all this, yeah, well, it goes back, you know, the cake that we have to lay in is the very cake that we baked. You know, we don't realize that when you do something, it's going to be done now. If you make a mess, the mess is made now. If you create a problem, the problem has been created and it's there now, and you're going to have to deal with it sooner or later. We don't want to get that. So, and I've been saying for weeks and weeks and months and years that the difficulties of China are all because we sent jobs over there. Now the Chinese are super embarrassed. Why? Well, we made them rich. If they hadn't gotten rich, they wouldn't have been as embarrassed. So China's got a lot of problems, but we've made it worse. And still, I do think that China is the bigger villain here. Because, see, America looks at this and we're saying, you know, we were wrong to do this. We shouldn't have done this. But then China's buckling down. They're digging their heels in. And while the whole world is now upset about this, we've been patient. You know, we've been upset, but we haven't acted harshly against China. We've just been upset. We've been patient. But they're over there saying that they can just cut off our medical supply ingredients, and that will cause absolute panic and it will paralyze America. They've said this. And so now, you know, Rubio is saying we've got to get those factories back open so that we can make our own medicine as fast as possible. So he's already on top of it. And as an experienced veteran senator, is it okay to say, refer to a politician as a veteran who's an incumbent? He's a senior senator. He's an experienced senator. He's been reelected, and with Senator Rubio on the scene and being in Washington, you better believe medicine companies in America really want manufacturing to go. There's a lot of money there, and we are capable. I am not worried about medicine in America shutting down. You'll be able to get your ibuprofen. Don't worry. So I'm I'm over here. I'm in Taiwan. I'm watching. Life's clipping along as normal. You know, most of our cases are new people coming in. We are starting to get a few other people spreading, but all at the same time, you know, like it's being transmitted. We have very few cases of where it was actually transmitted, and we're shutting those things down relatively quickly, shutting it down one piece at a time. But like I say, I've said before, it's warming up. It's getting hot outside in Taiwan, and the virus is not going to be able to be strong much longer. You watch. All of a sudden, this thing's going to just vanish, and it's going to be over super fast. You watch. And in the end, America's going to have its manufacturing come back as a result of this. So taking the manufacturing and supply out of China, which was already happening with the trade war, companies were already sourcing other places, bringing jobs back because of the trade war. Now we've got this virus crisis. We just do more of what we were already doing, which is bringing jobs back. We already know how to bring jobs back. We've been practicing. We already know how to reopen factories. We've been practicing. Now we're just going to do it a lot faster. So this virus is going to be a big boom to the economy. It's not over. It's not the end of the world. And we are approaching the warmer months when the viruses stop spreading. So, you know, everyone says it's going to be 9 months. It's going to be horrible. Only if we decide to make it that way. So wearing a mask in public, I think, is fine for a while. But I don't know. It's our overreaction stuff that we've got to get under control. So I don't know. No, I'm not a fan of permanent social distancing. I'm not a fan of that. We don't need that. There's always someone trying to capitalize on anything that happens, always, somewhere, every time, always, somewhere. Who it is doesn't matter. Someone's always trying to capitalize on things and take every crisis and use it as an excuse to build up the establishment and to take away freedom because they don't want America to be free because it can't be controlled if it's free. There's always someone trying to do that everywhere in human history, not just America, anywhere where there's a free people. Someone's always plotting little tiny things to try to crimp down the freedom. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a massive fan. But like I say, in Taiwan, we've got a lot of manufacturing here already. We're rich in our own natural resources and minerals. And, you know, America is going to be bringing factory jobs back. But you look at all this and it not because of any insider information at all, but it does kind of fuel the conspiracy, you know, idea, or some type of an idea, because it is too perfect. It's making China socially self-destruct and embarrass themselves. It's bringing jobs back to America. It happened after the trade war that was going on. Remember I said this deal with China was an insult to China and it wasn't going to help at all? Lo and behold, it didn't. Funny thing, the political, this has not affected people's political views at all. People still like who they like and hate who they hate in politics. There's this theory that Trump is going to get even more popularity out of it. We'll see. But all in all, I'm over here in Taiwan. I'm moving right along. I'm not afraid. And I think that this is going to help America. And, oh, dear. See you tomorrow.